The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans. And welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And if you're from Wisconsin right now, or if you're a Badger fan, you're thinking Heartbreak City, baby. If you're from Kentucky, you're saying another game-winning shot from Aaron Harrison. And if you're from UConn, you're saying, we have an amazing defense, a couple of great point guards, and we are in a national title game. Florida and Wisconsin go down. UConn and Kentucky move on. Unbelievable basketball game last night with Wisconsin and Kentucky. Once again, the Harrison kid has the answer at the end of a ball game. Truly, just an amazing basketball game in all terms. I've got Jeff Rich. We're going to hook up with him on the other side. Actually, Jeff, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I can't believe this tournament's almost over.
I hear you there, man. It's been 3 weeks. It's been a lot of interesting games, a lot of interesting matchups. But now we are down to two, UConn and Kentucky. Got Jeff Rich, my man, to talk about that and a whole lot more. Believe me, we're going to get to you about a lot of things. On the other side, we've got Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. As we always do, we feature a charity. We talk to her about Ticks for Cause and their mission. So keep it close. We're just getting loose. We're getting warmed up. A ton of things to talk about. National title game tomorrow. Lots of baseball, lots of NBA, you name it. We got you covered. We'll be right back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water. Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit AlchemyWater.com. That's AlchemyWater.com.
If winter travel plans have you coming to San Francisco, then let the Lodge at Tiburon be your home away from home in the Bay Area. The Lodge is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Book the Healthy Start package and enjoy overnight accommodations and a delicious breakfast daily. Rates from $159 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich, as he always is here with me, talking sports. But now, more importantly, we're going to reach out and hook up with Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. She joins us each and every week as well. We feature a charity. We talk about Ticks for Cause and their mission and their goal. Good morning, Mary. How you doing?
Well, good morning, Andy. Hi, Jeff. You know, after the games last night and after how my Cubs are doing the last couple of days, it's been a long couple days.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what, a very emotional game last night for me, obviously, being from Wisconsin growing up and watching the Badgers all the time, whether it was basketball or football or hockey, you name it. Definitely a tough one to swallow from where I'm from. And you know what? It was just a great basketball game at the end of the day. And another big shot by that Aaron Harrison kid. And you know what? Now we got UConn and now we got Kentucky playing in a national title game.
Yeah, who would have thought at the beginning? I guess that's obviously what's so exciting about it. So it was a great game. Sitting on the edge of your seat the whole time. And it'll be fun to see what happens on Monday, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think you said it pretty well right there. You know, I mean, edge of your seat, a lot of emotions. You know, Bo Ryan and in his first Final Four with the Badgers, and just, I don't know, just a really awesome game, but 1 point short. And now we've got a team full of youngsters, and a lot of those guys are probably going to be coming out. And then on the other hand, you got Shabazz Napier, a kid who stuck around for his senior year. And hopefully they can get it done. I'll be honest with you. I'm jumping on the UConn bandwagon pretty quick, and I want those guys to pull off a national title.
I'm with you. I agree. I think it'll be a great game, and it'll be really interesting to see, you know, how the freshman team goes up against UConn. So
yeah,
it'll be exciting. That's for sure.
Hey, I noticed in your email to me that you happened to check. Were you at opening day for the Cubs?
No, I wasn't at opening day. I felt like I was at opening day just because we were watching and listening at the same time, but did not get a chance to get there. And you know, we had an exciting home opening. You know, what, 38,000 people on a really, really crummy day here in Chicago. But it's the 100th anniversary at Wrigley, and a lot of fun things going on. But of course, you know, it was that. That score at the end of the game, that's just so difficult for us. So not a good start to our season.
Well, again, that is the voice of Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause. You can tell she's a sports fan, along with having something to do with the TicksForCause.com website, CEO and founder as well. So, and to be honest with you, Mary, the one that we're talking about today is something that definitely hits home with me. I am pretty involved here in locally in Phoenix when it comes to autism and the awareness of autism. I usually get involved in a couple of different charity events, one being Horses for Help. So this is something that I definitely know about, but I do think it's really something that people need to know more about, autism and the awareness of autism. But before we get into that, as always, talk to us about Ticks for Cause. Tell us what your mission and your goal is.
Sure. Andy, Ticks for Cause is the website, the ticket website with a heart. We're the only ticket site out there where people can find the tickets they want to any event, anywhere in the country. They can help the charity of their choice at no extra cost to them. And how we're able to do this is that we share 50% of what we make on your ticket purchase that you get on our site with the charity of your choice. And our mission really is to make every ticket purchase matter and not waste this opportunity to tap into it. It's a $37 billion ticket industry business. We want to tap into that in this positive way for our purchasers and the charities that they support.
It is an unbelievable thing what you guys do at ticksforcause.com. It's T-I-X, the number four, cause.com. Definitely go check them out. They have you covered in every way, shape, and form, whether it's entertainment, sporting events, dining, you name it, pretty much every single way, shape, and form, they've got you covered. And again, like I said, I mean, you know as well as I do, April is Autism Awareness Month. And like I said, this is one that kind of hits home for me because I do have a very close family that has a child who is autistic, and I get out and I support as much as I possibly can. There are a couple times a year where they do events. They're usually golfing events, but the ones that are involved, most notably Horses for Help. And Horses for Help, in case you guys don't know, it's they use horses to help therapy or with therapy for people with autism. And, you know, these horses really help them out. I mean, I don't know what else to say other than it's a beautiful thing to see the way animals interact with people, to be honest with you. And they have a real soft spot in their heart for people with autism. And it's really amazing, to be honest, Mary.
And I think that you bring to light something that is so important for people to know, is that there is no one cure for autism or one form of treatment for autism. And how the horses, for example, how the people who are affected with autism are able to get treatment and are able to get benefits from that experience and exposure with horses. And there was a really interesting article this past week about Disney movies and how children with autism, when they watch Disney movies, and how they're able to communicate as a result of watching Disney movies. So it's a very complicated disability. It's the fastest growing serious developmental disability in the United States. It's on the rise as far as it being diagnosed with the number of people that are out there, and it's now affecting over 2 million people in the United States alone. One out of 68 children are being diagnosed with this. So it's a big issue out there that people need to be involved with, to be able to help with fundraising and to be able to help with ways to work on the diagnosis as well as work on the treatment. Because with earlier diagnosis, the treatments can become that much more effective.
Absolutely. That is the voice of Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com talking about Autism Speaks, and again, about Autism Awareness Month. Jeff, go ahead. Fire something at Mary.
Hey, Mary, obviously we're a sports show, but for some of our listeners out there that don't know exactly what Ticks for Cause is, what are some of the other events that aren't sporting events that they could buy tickets to and help these great causes out on your site?
Well, Jeff, I'm so glad you asked that. Right now we are getting into the peak of concert season. You hear different bands and different groups announcing all of their big concert tours. Fleetwood Mac, for example. Any concert that you want to go to across the country, you can come to our site and you can find tickets to that concert, and you can pick from any one of our 750, I think we have now, organizations on our site. and benefit. It's also theater as well. We've had people who are going to New York, for example, or Chicago, Los Angeles, anywhere where there's theaters, you can come and you can find tickets to those theater performances on our site, pick the charity to benefit, and that's what happens. It's as simple as that.
Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause joining us. We only have a moment or two left here, Mary. Hopefully we still have you there. I don't know if we lost Mary by some reason, but do we still have Mary with us or no? Do I have anybody with me? Maybe not. Anyways, again, we're talking about Autism Speaks and Autism Awareness Month from TicksForCause.com. That was Mary Nemeth. I'm assuming we lost her, so I'm going to take us to break. Get out there and support, to be honest. It's just a great website where you can pretty much take care of anything. If you want to go see sports, entertainment, you name it, they got you covered. Again, that was Mary Nemeth, the CEO from TicksForCause, joining us today. Keep it close. On the other side, Jeff and I are going to get back into sports. We'll talk about the games yesterday and what will be here coming up on Monday night. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. And you are listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. I'm going to throw something at you real quickly, Jeff, because he and I are tweeting back and forth right now. So I'm going to let you know we're going to have a special guest join us here in just a moment. Seth Everett from Fox Sports and also the pregame show for the Mets will be joining us here in just a moment. We're going to beam him up like Scotty in just a moment. So we'll talk to him about, you know, the games yesterday a little bit, and then we'll kind of see what he's up to today because I know he's calling or he's doing the pregame for the Mets. So we'll get a little bit of the skinny on what's going on with Mets baseball as well. So we'll have him in just a moment. All right, Jeff?
Yeah, sounds good.
But in the meantime, let's me and you kind of get into this. Yesterday, Wisconsin, Kentucky, great basketball game, man. I mean, I really don't know what else to say other than, you know, obviously Heartbreak City for the Wisconsin Badger fans, the Wisconsin Badger teams, Bo Ryan, but just a great game, to be honest with you. And, you know, much different for Frank the Tank Kaminsky, where he was not really that into the offense yesterday, and a lot of the other guys seemed to be pretty big in the game for them, whereas, you know, a week before, Frank was unstoppable. Kentucky has those big guys, and they've got like three guys that they can throw at him. So a little bit different type of ball game than I think a lot of people were expecting.
Yeah, you know, Kentucky just kind of is starting to look like a team of destiny. Like, they've got the five best players in the country, and they're all in their starting five. You know, I heard Jay Wright the other day talking about how he can't do at Villanova what Calipari could do at Kentucky, and that's just get it. You know, there might be five guys that can get you, you know, that can carry you to a title, you know, among the freshman classes. And Calipari goes out and gets three of them. Nobody else could do that because nobody else has Kentucky's brand recognition. But yeah, as far as Wisconsin's concerned, I mean, I thought they hit their peak against Arizona. I didn't think that they could get much better. And they played a heck of a game on defense. I thought that was the story of the game, the way that they shut this team down, the way that they shut, you know, James Young down to a certain extent, and even Harrison. I mean, poor Josh Gasser. How do you play better defense than he was positioned on that final play of the game? So, you know, frustrating night for Wisconsin. Nothing to hang their head about, but, you know, big props to Kentucky for stepping up. And
yeah,
you know, they were left for dead. You know, what was it, January? We were wondering if they were even a tournament team. They come through as an 8 seed, so we have a 7 versus an 8 in the final on Monday. It's gonna be interesting. But I think that Kentucky's athletes have surprised me, even though I do have high expectations for them.
That is the voice of Jeff Rich, and now we're going to be joined by my buddy Seth Everett from Fox Sports, also does the pregame for the Mets, so he's all over the map. But I got one suggestion for you. You know the way you stop them from scoring that three-pointer? You don't let them shoot that three-pointer, because that's the only thing that can hurt you. That's the way they can win the basketball game, and that was the way I would have stopped it. But now let's welcome in Seth Everett. Seth, how you doing, man?
What's going on, guys? Good morning. How are you?
Can't complain, you know. I mean, I am from the great state of Wisconsin, so that one kind of stung a little bit last night. I'm not going to lie to you at all. But
you got two iconic programs, two teams that were not high-seeded. It throws all the pundits' nonsense out of the way, and, you know, my school's been out of it for a while, so I'll admit, I'll watch it Monday, but I didn't get a chance to see it yesterday.
Wow, man. I mean, you missed a heck of a ball game. I'll be honest. You know,
I heard about it. I saw it on Twitter. I was driving home from the ballpark for the first game. I put my kids to bed. It's very funny the way I work with college sports. You know, I'm a huge Syracuse fan. I watch Syracuse lacrosse, but I don't watch the NCAA tournament. Once my school's out, I don't watch.
I feel you, man, and that's the way a lot of people are, but in this case, you missed a heck of a ball game. This Aaron Harrison kid has come up with not one, not two, but three clutch shots late in the ball game, and he's really stepped up to the task. And you know what? I give Calipari a lot of credit. You know, you can say what you want about the guy, and you may not like him, but at the end of the day, the guy's a heck of a coach.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, the knocks against him has been his loyalty to the program. I'm nothing other than that, to be honest with you. Everybody loves the way he coaches, or else he wouldn't have had this many opportunities at jobs.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Hey, just out of curiosity, Tell people what you're doing today, because I know you got a busy day ahead of you, and we're fortunate for having you come on with us, and really appreciate you taking time out, man.
What am I doing? In addition to my duties at Fox Sports Radio, I am now with the New York Mets. I work for them on the Mets Radio Network on WOR in New York, and that's the flagship station. I host the pregame and the postgame show. So what I have to do, you know, as soon as I get off the phone, is get all my notes together and get ready to host the 30-minute pregame before the Mets will play the Reds. We have the postgame, and then we'll be traveling. My virgin road trip with this club. We'll be off to Atlanta. So by 9 o'clock tonight, I should be coming to you live from good old Atlanta.
That's pretty sweet, man. You know, you're all over the place, to be honest with you. Give us kind of the skinny on the Mets. You know, right now, obviously, kind of getting out a little bit slow, if you will. But we all know it's not a sprint. It's a marathon. So how do you feel about the Mets this year?
You know, I like the team. They won the last two. They're 2-3. With a chance to finish at 3-3 against two playoff teams from a year ago. I think if anybody would sign for that going in, sure, you lost your first three games. You didn't like to do that, but it's a great microcosm of why you can't make too big a deal about three games. They needed a win. There was no question, but, you know, there was no panic or anything like that. They're a work in progress. There's some great young pitching. I think it's a franchise on the uptick. I don't say that about every team in baseball, but I say that about teams that I feel that way. And I'm on record as saying that before I took this job, so that's not any different. They'll probably be better next year than they are this year, but it's a work in progress.
Again, that is the voice of Seth Everett, Fox Sports Radio, now the pre- and post-game show of the New York Mets. Go ahead, Jeff. Fire something at Seth.
Hey, Seth, I got to catch the Mets-Reds game on Friday night. Got to, tuned in just in time to see Granderson poke one through the shift, which is always nice to see because I'm not a big fan of the shift, and then Duda goes deep. But the big story, you know, nationally with the Mets is Daniel Murphy taking a couple days off to be with his newborn child. It's raised a lot of controversy. What's the feeling in New York, and what are your personal feelings about these ballplayers, you know, taking this necessary family time?
Well, I can't speak for any other radio station. You know, I have an allegiance to, you know, I'm not working with WFAN anymore, but I have a history with them. So I can't really comment on that. But I will say the controversy is completely sports radio driven. It's not a controversy. The problem is a couple of guys on the radio started saying that this is a bad rule. This was a rule that was collectively bargained. I covered the collective bargaining agreement, and I remember doing a feature for MLB.com when they put the fraternity rules in place. You're allowed up to 3 days. Daniel Murphy followed the rules. He did what any player is entitled to doing, and there's no controversy there. His team didn't have a problem. His players didn't have a problem. This was something that was on talk radio, and I applaud Daniel Murphy for having to respond the way he did because he handled it in a classy fashion. But this was a story that could easily be diffused because, quite honestly, there was no controversy here.
Yeah, and you know what? That's the people in the media, when they don't have things to report, then they try to make news. And this is one of those cases, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that happened on talk radio. I'll be honest. I listened to those stations, that station. I have been for 25 years, but I wasn't listening that day. I think it's idiotic to accuse a player of following the rules that were collectively bargained. If there was an issue, then those shows and those topics should have been brought up during the labor talks. Nobody's talking about labor talks because of their obsession with steroids and drug testing and things like that. Nobody wanted to make sure that those rules were negotiated. And when they revealed it in the agreement, I remember talking to Don Fehr. I remember talking to Michael Wiener, who recently passed away. I've talked to the commissioner about these things. These were all agreed upon between the league and the union.
Yeah. I mean, look, again,
it's a lack of homework. That's all it is. It to not know that, and I'm not accusing you guys, I'm not even accusing them, but to not know that, to not know the rules, there's a huge mistake.
Agreed 100%. Hey, man, we're up against it. I know you got a busy day ahead of you. appreciate you having time to talk to us here on the program today. Go out and get a win. Go enjoy the pregame and then the postgame, and enjoy your first road trip, man. That should be a lot of fun.
First road trip. I'm looking forward to it, man. Here we come, Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, look, it doesn't get much better. You're hanging out with the boys of summer, dude. I mean, that's pretty awesome, Seth.
Well, it's not the middle seat on Delta, if that's what you're asking.
Absolutely not. But, hey, appreciate you taking time out with us, man. Go enjoy the pregame. And then, like I said, hopefully a W today against Cincinnati. And then nice road trip in Atlanta, man.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, we have Atlanta, then Anaheim, then Arizona. So I'll be away for a while and looking forward to it.
Hey, when you're in Arizona, maybe we should hook up, brother.
There you go. We'll be there next week.
Sounds good. I will be in touch for sure. Okay, Seth?
You got it, bro. Thanks for having
me. Have a great day, man. Seth Everett from Fox Sports Radio, the pre- and post-game show of the New York Mets, joining us. We'll be right back. We got John Poulter on the other side, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
So no kidding, there I was. This is how the stories of life's greatest adventures begin. Don't be the guy with the boring story. Picked by National Geographic Adventure as the best river and sea outfitter on Earth, Oars offers more than 75 professionally guided rafting, sea kayaking, and hiking experiences throughout Western North America. Now that sounds like the start of one heck of a story. Visit Oars.com and let the journey begin. That's OARS.com. Oars, guiding life's greatest adventures since 1969.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on, man. Lots going on, whether it's NBA hoops, college hoops, as we are down to the final two, national title game tomorrow night, a little bit after 9 o'clock Eastern time. And we've got Kentucky. We've got UConn. We're trying to track down John Poulter. So if we hook up with him, we will. If not, Jeff and I are more than capable to talk to you about what's going on in the world of sports. And, you know, we didn't talk about it yet, but Florida and UConn, very interesting ball game there. Florida got out very quickly, Jeff, and, you know, I thought it was going to be pretty tough for UConn. They couldn't hit a bucket, you know, through 11 minutes of the game. They had 4 points, and then all of a sudden they got hot and they turned that game around quite a bit.
I think there's a lot of credit due to Kevin Ollie for keeping that team, keeping his team in the game. I think there were a lot of question marks when he took over the program from Jim Calhoun, who recently retired. And, you know, give it up for Napier for, you know, for leading his team back and you know, definitely staying in the game, because, you know, when you go down to a team like Florida that can shoot lights out, that, you know, that's on that huge, that was on that huge winning streak, it would be easy to lay down and die, and Connecticut just kept fighting. I think that Florida just kept waiting for, you know, waiting for UConn to let them close out the game, and no such thing was happening, and, you know, they took the lead about halfway through the second half there, and ended up running away with the game. So, we don't credit college coaches enough. I think we, you know, at the college level, at least in football, we credit the talent that they bring to campus. But not a lot of stars on that UConn team. I think that they're a well-rounded team, and you know, I don't think it's any big surprise that, you know, we have this 7-8 matchup in the championship. And it's it's really not necessarily David versus David here, because it's, you know, you got the brand names of Connecticut and Kentucky, who have won plenty of titles in the last 15 or 20 years or so. So these are good programs that continue to be good programs with coaching turnover. And you know, obviously at Kentucky, it's a matter of great recruiting.
Yeah, you know, look, I'm a big Colin, a big fan of Kevin Ollie, to be honest with you. I think he's done a tremendous job. You know, he had some big shoes to fill in Calhoun, and you know what? The bottom line is he is not a good coach. He's a great college basketball coach, somewhat of a journeyman in the NBA, you know, made the most of his talent there, but really has blossomed as a college basketball coach. And to be honest with you, I thought he outcoached Billy Donovan quite a bit yesterday. You know, Billy Donovan has a junior and senior ridden team, and, you know, Kevin Ollie has that Shabazz Napier kid who put that team on his back for the most part. But Daniels is a heck of a player. Boatwright is a heck of a player. And they play very stingy defense, to be honest with you. And I really love the makeup, and I love the way he gets on the sideline. It's almost like he's in a defensive position. He's running up and down the sideline. He's barking things at those kids. I love the way that he coaches, to be honest with you, Jeff. And I couldn't be happier for a guy, to be honest with you. Very new to the scene, but it seems like he's very ready for all the big moments, and he has those kids ready. And he even said it himself, you know, a couple weeks ago, or last week, you know, slap me. Is this really happening? Because I think he was just having so much fun in that moment as well. And you know what? You can see it. He truly enjoys what he's doing. Those kids love him, and they respond to him.
Yeah, you know, Ollie spent the end of his career with Cavaliers, and everybody that I know in the industry that's spoken to him, that's known him, knows that he's not only a great basketball guy, but he's a great human being as well. And I think it really reflects in his players, and I think we'll see that for years to come if he sticks around. He's going to be a hot name for NBA jobs, if you ask me, especially, you know, last, you know, the precedent being set with the Celtics going after Brad Stevens a year ago. You know, I know that Calipari and Patino have flopped in the NBA, but you know, I think that Kevin Ollie is either going to take an NBA job this year, or he's going to be at Connecticut for a long time.
Yeah, and I, to be honest with you, I hope he's at Connecticut a long time. I mean, the guy's been fantastic. Like I said, filling some big shoes of Calhoun, and you know what? Those two guys, I saw them embrace, you know, the other day, last week, and you know, it's just good to see a guy like Kevin Ollie go out there and have that kind of success. I truly tip my hat to him, because I think he is a class act, like you said. I really do believe that, and he wears his emotions on his sleeve, and again, those kids truly respect him, and they respond to him. So I couldn't be happier for the guy.
No doubt. I mean, I think Connecticut's a good story. I mean, do you get the feeling that Connecticut was kind of appropriately seated at 7, though they were kind of expected to get upset by St. Joe's in the opening round? And, you know, here we are, one game to go, and they're still around versus Calipari, who might not have gotten the best out of his team in November or December, you know, a team full of freshmen that are just getting their legs under them. I don't think that there's much of a, you know, fit in the slipper on a Kentucky team at an 8 seed, as much as this Connecticut team that we really haven't thought about since all the scandal with Jim Calhoun. You know, he was suspended by the Big East and had sort of a forced retirement. So I think this is Connecticut getting back, and you know, they're not the only team in town. You got Gino Auriemma with his women's team there too. So you know, this is a big statement for Connecticut basketball, who hasn't been out of the limelight for too long, but has certainly been a peg below what they've been in the past. And I think that Connecticut's got to be the universal favorite if you don't have an extreme interest in either team on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, in comparison with those two games yesterday, you know, UConn and Florida was a very interesting game in the sense of, you know, not a lot of points scored, and Florida got out to that big lead, and you know what, by halftime they had lost the lead, so their momentum was great for a while. They won the first 10 minutes, and then UConn was able to win the second 10 minutes of the first half, and you know what, the momentum just carried on throughout the whole game, and Florida never could get their feet back on the ground, where Wisconsin and Kentucky was just back and forth, and it was about shot making. Which game did you prefer to watch, Jeff?
Oh, the Wisconsin-Kentucky game, without a doubt. I thought it was just such contrasting styles. I mean, I don't think you can have two more opposite coaches than Bill Ryan and John Calipari. I thought that Wisconsin was going to pull it out, to be perfectly honest with you. And it took a long jump shot at the end of the game for Kentucky to win it. You know, I don't think that Wisconsin lost that game in any way as much as Kentucky won it.
Well, look, I agree with you on that, but again, if you're Gosser, how do you let that kid get that shot off when you know what he's done in the past few weeks? You know, I understand what you're saying. It's a 35-foot jumper. He did at least get a hand in his face, but knowing that that's the only thing that can hurt you, I say you let the guy drive by you and hopefully you get a block or, you know, a foul, and he's got to make two free throws, because the only way you get hurt is if they do make a three-pointer.
Yeah, but didn't we learn our lesson in the last week, you know, week of games, that you don't foul when it's one of the only things that can beat you as well?
Well, but yeah, again,
I know this was in a 4-point play situation, but
yeah,
I'd rather lose on a contested shot than to put the guy on the line and give them a free pass into the extra period there.
Yeah, I mean, again, the only thing that could have hurt him in this case, since Jackson and ultimately, you know what, Trayvon Jackson missed the biggest free throw of his life, to be honest with you. You know, the first free throw that he missed, getting fouled on that three-pointer, was impressive in the first place. So he almost made the bucket, so they could have potentially had the 4-point play, but didn't make it. Then there was a lot of time that went by there and sort of ruined the momentum a little bit, if you ask me, because they were looking at things at the end of that play. Trayvon Jackson goes to the free throw line, misses the first of the three, makes the second two, or the last two, I should say, but making two of three was really the dagger when you think about it, because in all honesty, if he makes three out of three, I personally think that three-pointer that Aaron Harrison puts up is a lot more difficult of a shot.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. You know, Wisconsin's been a team of momentum all year. I mean, when they were winning in the Big Ten, it was riding out the streaks. I thought that there were probably three more talented teams. I think that Ohio State's included in that. Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, even Iowa to a certain extent had a lot of talent in the Big Ten. And Wisconsin just, you know, once they got on a run, they put you away, and that's how they won so many games, and that's how they made such a good run in this tournament so far, to beat the University of Arizona, who I thought had a lot more talent on both sides of the ball, on both sides of the court. And, you know, I thought that Wisconsin just, you know, they just ran out of, you know, they ran out of gas, and, you know, I think that they would have a good chance to take down UConn on Monday, but it just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I think if, you know, like you're saying, I mean, to be honest with you, if you're a Wisconsin fan and, you know, you were in that position yesterday, you're pretty happy that it wasn't Florida in the national title game, and it was UConn, like you're saying, because I do think they match up pretty well with them, you know, but I also think Kentucky matches up pretty well with them. And the positive for Wisconsin, too, is that they return everybody, I think, except for Gosser going into next year. So they have a very good chance of getting themselves right back into another Final Four.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. If there's anybody that can lead this group there, it's Bo Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, you know what? Sometimes you have to have a little bit of failure to have success. And you know what? Having that bad taste sit in your mouth for a year isn't necessarily the worst thing, if you ask me, Jeff.
Well, when's the last time Wisconsin was in the Final Four?
I believe it was 14 years ago.
Okay, so it's been a long time. This is a huge accomplishment for this school, for this program. It's let's face it, Wisconsin's a football school. Anything that they do in the basketball tournament to get into that second and third weekend is a hell of an accomplishment. And like I said, I don't think that Wisconsin has anything to hang their head about. I don't think the Big Ten Conference was represented poorly by them at all. And I think that they just lost to a team that had a little more talent and had a little bit more at the end. You know, to hit I don't want to call it an impossible jumper, but to hit a long shot like that, it's not like Wisconsin let them drive to the hole. They forced them to take a low percentage shot, and Harrison just hit it because the kid is evil.
Yeah, I personally say let him drive to the basket because, again, the only thing that could have hurt him yesterday was the three ball, and that's, again, totally on Trayvon Jackson, and I don't mean to put everything on him, but you know what? He missed the biggest free throw of his career, the first of the three he misses. Does make the second two, but ultimately needed to make all three. I really, truly believe that, and I think that maybe that shot that Aaron throws up there doesn't go in, to be quite honest with you, but it's all for not now.
Is this like Cowie Leonard in the NBA Finals? He hits a free throw, Miami can't tie the game at the end.
Yeah.
In last year's NBA Finals. I mean, we see it a lot. Free throws are part of the game. You got to hit them. But there's so many moments throughout the game where, there's a point here, point there that you could have had. You gave away, whether it was a charging call, whether it was a senseless turnover, a goaltend, an offensive interference. I mean, there's so many things that, add and take points off the board that, I don't know that it's fair to really focus on Jackson, Jackson missing the one of three freebies.
Well, and Bo Ryan even said it himself. He said, this game wasn't won on one play. You know, there's a series of things that happen throughout a ball game that shaped the end result of a game. And I believe that to a certain extent, but we can look, pretty closely here and say, if the guy makes that free throw at the very worst, you're going into overtime. So, again, man, great basketball game. I do think the better team won, personally, but I do think that Wisconsin played well enough to win the game, to be honest. So it's just a heartbreaking loss, but at the same time, I'm not upset about watching Connecticut and Kentucky in a final, man. I think we're going to have a great final, and I'm looking very much forward to it. On the other side, Jeff and I are going to wrap this thing up, so keep it close. Hour number one of Dorf on Sports is almost in the book, so keep it close. We'll be right back to wrap it up. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports. Got to thank Mary Nemeth from Ticks for Cause as she joins us each and every week. And this week we talked about autism and the awareness of autism. Go check out the website, TIX4cause.com. They got you covered in every way, shape, or form. A special drop-in from Seth Everett from Fox Sports and the pre- and post-game show for the Mets. And then obviously got to thank my man Jeff Rich as he is along with me each and every week here on the program. Hey, Jeff, I'm going to let you out of here on this one, and then we'll catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so. Kyrie Irving, what's going on with him there in Cleveland?
You know, it's really hard to tell at this point. You know, he insists that he doesn't have a camp. Brian Windhorst from ESPN.com insists that his camp says that he wants out of Cleveland, that he's not going to sign. You know, that he's not going to sign the max extension that the Cavaliers are expected to offer him this year. You know, the fact is, he's 22 years old. I don't know that he's made a decision on what he's going to do beyond the 2014-2015 season. So I think it's a lot of drama being drummed up in the media, especially as a precursor to LeBron James potentially opting out in Miami, which is going to be a big story in Cleveland, whether the people in Cleveland like it or not.
Yeah, and I mean, do you think there's any chance LeBron goes back to Cleveland or no?
I've said it from the beginning. I don't think that there's any chance. I mean, you know, his love for Cleveland, he's got his championships in Miami, but if they win the title this year, I think that it's going to be hard for him to walk away from the potential to get four in a row, something that Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan never did.
Yeah, I mean, that would be something, to be honest with you. But, Jeff, I hear the music. Means we got to get the heck out of Dodge for this hour. Really appreciate you taking your time out. We'll catch up with you here in just a little bit. Jeff Rich, as he joins me each and every week, like I said, Seth Everett from Fox Sports Radio, and then the pre- and post-game show for the Mets, and Mary Nemeth all in this hour. Keep it close. Fred Wallen, Dorfman on the other side, another hour of Dorf on Sports. So keep it close. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're listening to the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.